Looked at from a distance, he appears stern. When approached, he is mild. When he is heard to speak, his language is firm and decided. C. Shaw said, "The superior man, having obtained their confidence, may then impose labors on his people. If he have not gained their confidence, they will think that he is oppressing them. Having obtained the confidence of his prince, one may then remonstrate with him. If he have not gained his confidence, the prince will think that he is vilifying him." C. Shaw said, "When a person does not transgress the boundary line in the great virtues, he may pass and repass it in the small virtues." C. U. said, "The disciples and followers of C. Shaw, in sprinkling and sweeping the ground, in answering and replying, in advancing and receding, are sufficiently accomplished. But these are only the branches of learning, and they are left ignorant of what is essential. How can they be acknowledged as sufficiently taught?" C. Shaw heard of the remark and said, "Alas, Yen Yu is wrong. According to the way of the superior man in teaching, what departments are there which he considers of prime importance and delivers?